You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, April 13th. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the market this morning. Our first number is 10.6%. That's how much more businesses were paying to retailers and wholesalers to acquire inputs used for production of finished products in March 2021 compared with a year earlier, according to new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's almost the fastest rate of cost increase in over a decade. So far, this isn't showing up in the broader price indexes, because businesses have been absorbing the cost by delaying delivery times and eating into their margins. Take Peloton, whose customers at one point had to wait 10 weeks before getting a bike. The company has since spent more than $100 million to improve logistics, and as of now, delivery times are just 1 to 3 weeks for American customers. Tellingly, the rising price of trade services paid by businesses in March was slightly slower than in February, which suggests that the shortages and difficulties associated with the pandemic may have already peaked. The next number up is 6.2%. That's how much real retail spending, excluding groceries and fuel, rose in the European Union in February compared to January, according to new data from Eurostat. It's the biggest monthly increase since June. Europe's winter virus wave was especially severe, thanks to a poor vaccine rollout and the spread of the highly contagious British variant. Many governments responded with harsh lockdowns that sharply curtailed consumer spending. As a result, real retail sales, excluding groceries and fuel, plunged by more than 13% between October and January. The recent uptick represents only a partial rebound from the January lows. There were large variations across countries. In Portugal and Switzerland, retail spending was about 20% lower in February than in October, while spending was up nearly 10% in Bulgaria and Croatia. Our last number is $1.7 trillion. That's the cumulative federal budget deficit in October through March, according to new data published by the U.S. Treasury. Receipts in the past 6 months were worth $1.7 trillion, while outlays were worth $3.4 trillion, thanks in large part to the restart of enhanced unemployment benefits and the dispersal of the $600 economic impact payments in January and the $1,400 payments in March. While spending is significantly higher than in the months before the pandemic, so too are tax revenues, thanks to the vigorous rebound in wages, profits, and stock prices. Individual income tax receipts are up more than 7%, and corporate profits up 24%, compared to the 6 months before the pandemic began. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, April 13th. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.